This assembly meeting is, or special assembly meeting is called to order. We'll jump right in. Roll call.
Bass. Here. Burnham.
Here.
Hilton.
Here.
Stone.
Present.
Hansen.
Present.
Potter.
Here.
All members. Sorry, Mayor Cremata.
Here.
All members present. Quorum is established.
Proof of notice.
Printed on the back of the agenda and posted around town.
Thank you, Steve. Here, citizens present. Remember, if you're speaking this evening, state your name clearly for the record. If you're representing a group or organization, state the name of that group or organization and how you came to reach the opinions being presented this evening. Time limit, 3 minutes. Bev?
Does that work? Excellent. Okay. We have an expectation of building a dock in 2023. And in that process, you're going to be removing the wooden ore dock, that dilapidated ore dock. And it's well documented that underneath that is a questionably large amount of pollution. So my question is, I got a few, is when you discover that in the rebuilding of this new plan, how are you going to get a dock in place and be in compliance with 2107, Ordinance 2107, which creates higher standards than Alaska standards? And is that, was $65 million bond going to be used to pay for that? And will WPYR be held accountable for reimbursing those fees? In addition, the area where the building is, that sort of ore dock, has all been paved over. It was never really cleaned, as I understand it. It was just paved over. So if you're going to do future development in that area, are you going to build on top of that? Or are you going to have to deal with the remediation of what's underneath? I mean, these are some serious questions. And I'm asking them because I believe that once you remove that dock, I don't see how you're going to be able to clean it up to the new MOS standards and put a dock in place in less than a year, basically. That's it.
Thank you, Bev. Nancy?
Nancy Carrington, and I just want to say I appreciate your having this meeting. You probably know I'm on the committee for the Port Protection. I didn't join it to be in conflict with what the assembly has proposed, but in my opinion, as a businesswoman in Skagway and having endured the last 2 years like everybody else, it's a big deal to be afraid of not having enough cruise ships. First of all, because of supply limits, we've had to do all of our ordering in August, anything that comes in from overseas. Our vendors need to know numbers now, and we don't know if we're going to have 900,000 people next year, if White Pass isn't going to be able to get their dock. The rock slide has really posed a big problem for the city. But I guess where I have a problem is that I don't believe that the rock slide was taken into consideration when this plan was proposed. And for that reason, I am questioning a couple of things. The Committee for the Port Protection, and I'm not here to represent them, I'm here to represent Nancy Carrington tonight. But that committee says that it is possible to have three docks at the Orr Terminal and the Broadway dock. If that's possible, why are we not entertaining that adjustment to the plan that we have now? I just feel like the rock slide is a game changer. I think it changed everything. And then the plan, from what I can see, doesn't allow a lot of flexibility. If the Orr Terminal dock is taken care of, if everything's done and it can be completed on time, what is the flexibility for the industrial part of the port? And what does that do for the ferry terminal alternative? I can't really get that clear in my mind. And from all the people that I've talked to that have attended both meetings, they do have that question. They're not sure. They feel like the presentation has been pretty vague and that they haven't been included or represented, that they feel like they're being coerced into voting yes out of fear that they won't have ships. And I've really studied this thing over and over and over again because I didn't understand it. And I thought, well, why is there a conflict here? What is going on? So I really do think that even though you feel there's been transparency from the assembly, I don't think there has up to this point. And I think people are just now finding out what's going on. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Next to Nancy. Paul?
Good evening. My name is Paul Taylor. I have a long career on the waterfront. I'm speaking as a constituent, but I have a great interest on the future development of our port. And tonight I'm speaking as an individual, as Paul Taylor. I have five questions for you, and they're all related to page 3 of your handout. My first question is, and I hope we can hear this on discussion tonight, what is the time outlook for the maneuvering, for the navigation? Is it limited? Is it like 2023 and 2024? Or is it now out 50 years? So you match the KPFF project design criteria?
This isn't a question and answer time. You know that. I can't answer questions right now. You're welcome to pose them.
No, I'm posing a question because I hope to hear it tonight. My second question is, what vessel navigates? And on one line, you say the Norwegian Bliss, it will be arriving and departing the Broadway dock. But then there are three other ships listed, the Bliss, the Royal Princess, and the Quantum. So that is not clear. Third question is, you say when another vessel is moored at the Broadway dock, so what vessel would that be? That's not clear. My fourth question is the second bullet point, and you say you'll utilize an existing model of the port of Skagway, and earlier in a top line you say the Orr dock. I get that, but I think what you really mean is the Orr dock with your KPFF 30% plan G8 superimposed on the Orr dock. I think that's what you mean. So the ship is coming into your new dock, maneuvering to your new dock. I think that's what that means. And then my last question, 5, is relates to this last two bullet points. And that is, I think that when you'll have representatives there, and I think it's gonna be really obvious whether it's gonna work or not. So the question is, if you're there and there's looks like there's issues, consider what would happen if you shifted the dock southward, as we have suggested, shifting the floating dock southward. And what will that do to the navigation issues? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Scott? Frank? Alex? Rocky? Next Rocky? I can't see that far back. Oh, hey. Hi, Lillian. I didn't see you there. Back row here. Port Director Jennings. All right. Thank you, everybody. Consideration of technical simulation study proposal.
I move for the consideration of the technical simulation study proposal.
Second.
Motion by Potter, second by Bass to consider the technical simulation study proposal. Orion?
Do we need to include the amount?
For the record, maybe that's a good idea. For $106,425. Discussion. Sam?
Could Ms. Jennings, could you confirm that we are doing the study with the upgraded, the new, newly developed, or the newly considered KPPF dock simulator configuration in the simulation?
So, as I understand the simulation, I've spoken with the folks at MyTags, three SEPA pilots, and actually some of the captains that are actually going to be there. So there'll be four SEPA pilots, actually two are just volunteering to be there, but two will actually be engaged in the simulation, and then at least one captain for each of the cruise lines. So my understanding of this is my first experience with actually going through this exercise, is that we've sent them the 30% design that we have from KPFF. They have the current layout, as well as the alternative mooring plan that we've been discussing for 2023 to bring the larger class ship in. So they're considering all of these various components in the simulation. And exactly what that means, I can't say technically, but they have all of that information. We actually had SEPA pilot Barry Olver here in our offices today and sat down and talked. He's actually going to be one of the pilots that are going to be at the simulation. He said that they have everything that they need. He's confident that they'll be able to come back with a very strong recommendation for us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could we, and is it possible to add, I mean, one of the citizens present spoke about this. Could we add a note that, and I'm not sure how they could even design this or reconsider what we have. It would be nice if, while they're in the simulator, if they could look at a possibility of, if the ore dock would shift back to the south a little bit more, would that change a lot of things? And I know that they can't just punch that in the computer. I've been to MyTags, I've ran these simulators. It's very difficult, but maybe we could just make a note to them, possibly to consider. I mean, they can look at their approach lines and see if you know, a 300 foot shift back to the south may affect them. If we could just put that in there, that'd be great. A note to them.
Certainly I can ask them. I know that they're finalizing the timing and all of these things. So this was a really Herculean effort to get this to happen on this short timeline, to make sure that all the captains and all the pilots were available to do this simulation. We were actually really fortunate to get this early of a time slot, because another simulation was canceled. And so I'm not sure timing wise, I'll certainly ask the question, but I do know that they pulled out all the stops for us to make this happen.
Ms. Jennings, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Orion?
Thank you, Port Director. Just to clarify, this simulation is for the Bliss, the Royal Princess, and the Quantum?
Correct.
And the other boats currently fit as is. Is that accurate?
That's my understanding, that each of these lines requested that these ships be modeled. Disney obviously fits there. And so these are of the greatest concern for the pilots.
And if I may, Your Honor, one more question. This temporary solution for 2023. Is there consideration if that had to drag into 2024 with the captains?
I don't necessarily believe that that this is part of the simulation. I know that we've told them that we believe this to be a temporary solution, but to what extent that is, Norwegian Cruise Lines, I guess what instigated all of this is said that they would not consider the alternative mooring plan unless we did this simulation. They wouldn't even consider the alternative mooring plan until we did this. So
thank you. And thank you for your hard work getting this to happen. I think it's imperative for our future next year that this is successful.
Deb.
Thank you, Your Honor. I did kind of speak to Manager Ryan briefly about the same kind of question that Sam had. And we talked about timelines, and I think it's important just to go on the record that this was, as Cody, you were just saying, a pretty fantastic feat that they were to pull off the simulation in this very short timeline. So I really appreciate them, and I appreciate you for doing this. I just did some very quick calculations because I just want to focus everybody on what we are deciding here right now tonight is just for this $106,425 to pull off the simulation. That's incredibly important. And I did some real quick, and I mean, don't hold me to this. I ran through it in about a minute. Looking at the cruise schedule for next year, if we cannot pull off this great feat of this kind of alternative mooring situation at the Ordock for next year, we're looking at losing a minimum of 200,000 people. That's a minimum. So I think this is really important. I talked to a local fella today who lives here year round, who's not always politically invested, and kind of threw it by him. And he said, well, that seems like money well worth spent. So thank you.
Reba?
It'll be a lot more than 200,000 people. There are several boats scheduled for 2023 that wouldn't be able to fit. The Encore, the Discovery, the Majestic, the Solstice, the Quantum, the Ovation. And it's not even the sheer numbers of people that we couldn't be able to accommodate. It's the demographic that those larger ships now carry. Those are the people that are spending the money in the stores and in the restaurants and buying tours because they're the newer boats, they're the bigger boats, they're highly sought after, they're geared towards families, the amenities are immense, and it's a wonderful experience for everybody on board. So it's a lot more than just a loss of numbers, and we absolutely need to move forward with this and do all we can to bring as much as we can into 2023, because I do have a lot of fear for our community and our future, but we need to work on the immediate future, and that is making sure that these ships can dock here. So thank you for all your hard work. I appreciate it, and hopefully this will work out.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hanson.
Yes.
Bass?
Yes.
Potter?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Hilton?
Yes.
Burnham?
Yes.
Six yeses, motion passes.
Mayor and Assembly discussion items. Jay, you want to start?
Sure. This will be coming out of CPB, correct? Sorry, Orion. Different line. And I've seen my notes a pool. I'm done.
Thank you, Jay. Deb?
It's been a really challenging time. I don't believe in good or bad. I believe in different levels of challenge. And we get hit with quite a few of them, but Skagway, is resilient. We've made it this far. We're going to continue to make it. The finish line, as Mayor talked about at the town hall, is right there. It's March, and I know change is challenging, but we have to continue to move forward and work together. and think outside of the box and bring us with some outside of the box answers. And we're here to listen to that.
Thank you, Deb. Reba?
Thank you, Your Honor. We have been working on this plan for a few years now. It's nothing new. Lots of transparency going on. The rock slide didn't come into place until July when the dock got shut down. It doesn't mean that we're not going to try and adapt and not look into shifting the dock further south. Orion and I were in with Manager Ryan yesterday talking for a lot longer than I had anticipated. We're looking at all options on the table, but to do that, we need some money. We need a revenue bond to pass this table to move forward to secure the future for our municipality.
Thank you, Reba. Orion?
Thank you, Your Honor. Let's see. The soil underneath the ship loader, we have that estimated at $300 a yard. It's taken to Oregon to a disposal site. That's part of the $65 million bond, and it cannot be disposed of safely here. I have talked to Manager Ryan quite a bit about this, about adding more piers or dolphins to the south, and I think all options are on the table. With the uncertainty of the rock slide, with the amount we just saw from Shannon and Wilson for remediating that rock slide, I think we have to consider everything. Nancy, when the 30% design happened, it happened before the rock slide. So things are different. I think we all understand that. I would like to comment briefly to Past Mayor Tom's letter saying that we don't support or going through Skagway. If you look at the October 6th agenda, there is an item on there for 60% design of a marine services platform that's supported by the Yukon. So I would hope that that insinuation doesn't have any more legs, because that's part of this whole design, is that there is transfer of ore in the future. It's just not an antiquated ship loader. Everybody, please look that up. It's in the packet right now, right next to his ladder. This is frustrating, but I get the fear that everybody has. I share it myself. And, you know, I think we have a lot riding on this simulation coming up next week. Happens to be the same day as the vote, I think. Probably the same day I'll pour another 30 or 40 yards of concrete as a contractor. So I think we're all trying our best, trying to take care of our people, our community. And I am very, very eager that Skagway passes this bond. The mayor had a great slogan there. A no vote equals no boat. It'll take us years to get back to this stage of the $65 million opportunity that we have. And while I get it that there's been different ideas that haven't come forth, we don't have a bank account. We're not building much of anything. And that's the basic truth. So, well, you talk to your friends, you talk to your neighbors, think about where we'll be if we don't have any money to do anything. We will be losing boats right and left. And as a landlord, as a business owner, as a citizen, I mean, we really are going into recession badly if this vote doesn't pass. So I really hope that people look at this thoroughly. And as I said at that candidate forum, I am all in. I just gave my employees 401k raises. We're working around the clock. I'm not shutting down. I'm going forward, and I hope the rest of Skagway does too. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Dustin?
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
Thank you, Dustin. Sam?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nothing at this time.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks, everybody. Just real briefly, Nancy said, afraid of not having enough cruise ships. that is really where we're at, right? I mean, that's what everybody's afraid of. And, you know, there's a statement being made publicly that we can have three docks at ORDOC. And that was another question posed by Nancy. Well, that's not true. Nobody knows that answer. We've engineered for what we've engineered for. It's taken years to get here. There's permitting that has to happen. There's docks that have to be built. The floating component's already being built. Can it happen? Maybe by 2023. But anybody who says it can, it's not being honest. So nobody has that answer. So, you know, without the money, you nail it on the head. We have no option. And that's unfortunate, because it would be better to be approaching this vote from the perspective of, do we like the design or do we not like the design? Do we want to fund the design? Do we not want to fund the design? But that's not where we're at. This is not a vote based on fear. It's a vote based on our survival, a vote based on necessity. Because we don't have the money to take advantage of this option if it's feasible according to the pilots. I'm not going to say what we are because it's inappropriate for the assembly table, but there's no other option. How about that? So I understand the frustration of feeling like your feet are being held over the coals for a vote. But if that's the way you feel and those emotions are strong enough, then vote no. And if there's a over 50% vote of no, then we'll deal with that and we'll let the chips fall where they may. But if you want to make sure that we have the options to explore these opportunities or plans for 2023, then there's really no other option than to vote yes on the proposition. So that's all I got. Thanks. Meeting adjourned.